You're welcome to Sportscast. I'm Divine Dominion, and my voice brings to you words and thoughts that can refresh, refire, and reposition you. On our last Monday episode, I took some time to share my thoughts with you around being greater than your business. I pointed you to the truth that it is important that you be greater than the work of your hands, that there should be more to you than you are currently called upon or given to by life to do. Now, as pretty cool as that was, or that still is, if you care to listen to it, if you haven't, I want to share the other side of the coin with you today. I've titled it, Not Above One's Business. I've given you counsel that it is important for you to be greater than your business, which is that there ought to be more to you than you can already do. You should be able to do more than you currently doing, just in case life presents you the opportunity to do more than you are currently doing. Now, another part to this is that whatever your hands find to do, whatever time has afforded you the opportunity to be occupied with, call it work, call it project, call it business, whatever at all you choose to call it, including learning and education, no matter the class of education it might be. Now, wherever you find yourself or whatever you find yourself doing at this point that you're listening to me, it is important that you understand that you are not above that business. Now, I want you to listen to me carefully. And if you've not listened to the episode before this one, last week's episode, Monday episode, I'd like you to go back and check it out so that you hear what I'm saying and hear it well. Now, it's important that you are greater than your business, but you must understand that you are not above that business. You're not above that project. You're not above that work description that you are handling currently. By this, I mean, you must learn to honor the position you are in currently. You must learn to honor the business you are doing currently. Whether it is widely appreciated, societally appreciated as high class or considered low class, whatever form it's in, you must learn to honor it. All forms of legal labor is honorable. Life itself, in all totality, teaches us that there is not one profession that is higher than the other. Every profession, every work, every labor, every business serves its own purpose and is uniquely important based on the needs that it meets. So whatever work you find yourself doing, whatever business you find yourself doing, I'd like you to honor that business. Honor it. If faithfulness is a virtue, then honor your current business or the works of your hands with faithfulness. Whether you consider it as great or not, it is important that you bring honor into that class of work that you do. You are not above your business. You are not above your business. If you fail to understand this, you will risk not being successful in whatever line of work you are currently in. You won't give that job your all. If you consider yourself above the work of your hand currently, that work is not going to serve you well. That work is not going to give you the returns you need. If it's a return or reward of money, you're not going to get all that you're supposed to get out of it. Why? Because you dishonor the business. You consider yourself above it. And because you consider yourself above it, you're not going to get the best out of it. Listen, the best way to get the best out of whatever job you're doing now, whatever business you have now, whatever work your hands find to do now, is that you understand that you are not above that business. Whatever your profession or occupation might be, it's important that you put respect on it Do not allow yourself to dishonor it. Do not allow anybody to talk down on what you do. Do not be ashamed of your hustle. One of my friends would always say, do not be ashamed of your hustle. If you're ashamed of your hustle is going to be ashamed of you. So whatever your work is, I've repeated it over and over again. I need you to respect that work, honor that work, so that you can give it your best. And then as you give it your best, that's how you would succeed in it. Except, of course, you do not want success in that business. So, as you go along this week to do whatever your hands find to do, I want you to take these my words with you. I've said to you, honor your business. You are not above your business. Success to you this week. I'll talk to you again on Friday. Bye.